We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer.
As souls in physical bodies, there is a lot in the world to help complicate our journeys in really understanding who we are as a soul and what we're here to do. So in this episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual, Tom and I are going to talk about sensitive souls in transition.
Welcome to Enthusiastically Spiritual.
Hey, welcome, Tom. I'm so excited about this topic today because it's been on mine lately.
Me too.
I know it hasn't. This is my topic. You have other topics, but I'm so glad we're going to go here today because I really want to touch base and touch in around the subject of the young people who are in transition and are really having complications around who they are, being masculine, feminine, male, female, he, she, whatever you want, pronouns you want to use around this subject. And I've had a lot of things lately that, for myself, I put together around my interpretation of what this is. So I want to really put that caveat out first, guys, is that, you know, what we share on this podcast is really the perspective of my perspective and the perspective of Tom's perspective. So, you know, use discernment, please, with this. And if it doesn't, resonate with you, that's totally fine. But this is just the perspective from a spiritual perspective. That's a lot of perspectives of what I want to share around this topic.
Yeah. For me, the spiritual perspective is usually a perspective that allows me, it's a freeing perspective. You know, I feel better. I am more clear about how to work with people or how to work with situations. So once I have that, almost that eagle's perspective, you know, from the bigger picture, I can relax. So I like to, I'm really glad that we have this opportunity to share that. So what we're going to talk about is, you know, that confusion that people feel about who they are, and we're going to offer some possibilities, you know, based on our insights that we've picked up from guidance, and also what my true feelings, you know, really tell me. So one way I evaluate what people share is I really just tune into how do I feel about that? And that's different than my emotional reaction. And there may be things in the world that I actually don't like, you know, that sort of rub me the wrong way. But that's based on my programming and my concepts and, you know, and some of its truth. So the clear way to navigate through this minefield, you know, at times of these ideas is, what are my true feelings telling me? Mm. How do I discern, you know, what's a key word for that? So that's some of how we'll share today to, you know, and our what we tune into, it's just what we're tuning into. You know, it helps give me a perspective on what I'm working with. And what Teresa shares is going to give her a perspective on what she's working with. And we invite you to go ahead and get a feeling at times for what we're talking about when you're relaxed and clear. And really to relieve the pressure around a lot of these topics that come up today.
Sounds great, Tom. And so I guess the first thing I really want to share about is how, you know, as a soul, we go through our journeys. There's many of us are like, you know, I don't really know who I am. I mean, maybe, you know, you listeners can, you know, appreciate that, or you can relate to that, because for myself, I've been there for many times. Like, I, you know, I'm still like, you know, what am I doing here and who am I? But as far as changing the gender, this is the new, you know, the new, really it's a hot topic right now for what's been going on, especially I'd say probably the last maybe 10 years or more, 10 to 15 years. So when I was growing up, I wasn't affected by this. I knew people in high school that were gay, and usually they were men. I didn't know very many women at that point. And of course, when I went in the military, there was no one that actually would say, hey, I'm this or that, because at that point in the 80s, this was not something you ever talked about. But I do want to say that I grew up with a father who was, I turned out to be bisexual. So he came out later in life and, you know, he obviously married my mom and had children and everything. But then later in life, he came out gay. And so, you know, and looking back at that situation, he was, you know, he was very masculine, but yet there were some things in when I grew up, like he always listened to Barbra Streisand. He loved, he loved show tunes. He loved Hello Dolly. I mean, just these things that like are kind of the typical, when you go to a drag show, you might see, you know, some interpretations of Barbra Streisand or Liza Minnelli or Cher. And so my dad was into that kind of stuff, but he never came out and said, you know, hey, I'm this, and or like today I want to change, you know, my whole identity. And so, you know, looking at that situation, growing up in that environment, and where things are at now, it's quite different. And so I just really want to emphasize that first, that, you know, I grew up in a obviously a sensitive house too. My dad was very sensitive. My mom was sensitive. And obviously we were also, my brother and I, but I had no, I have nothing to gauge, you know, how my dad felt inside. And I think that's a big component to this, is that as we're all going through our experiences, you know, I can't tell you what Tom's feeling inside as a man, and he can't relate to what I'm feeling inside as a woman, because we're going through our own experiences. And that's the same and true for anyone that's going through, I want to now, you know, change my identity to be a man, or I want to change my identity to be a woman. You know, no one can judge what that soul is going through.
So, Teresa, what do you think is going on spiritually? Or when you talk about sensitivity, how does being a sensitive soul affect, you know, that? How does this relate to what you're talking about?
Well, I'll tell you my perspective of it is, and I'll share this and then I'll maybe answer your question, but maybe listen to me. Or maybe I won't. No. So what I've been putting together for myself lately in my own understanding spiritually and getting a bigger picture is, so I feel that a lot of these souls come in and they still are relating to the sex they were in their previous incarnation. So for myself, in my last lifetime in Germany, in World War II, I was a man. And so I came in not too many years after that, and now I'm a woman. And so, you know, as I grew up, I mean, I played, you know, I did some boy things, some man things, and I, you know, there's still some things I love, you know, that are more masculine and feminine, but I'm not saying I want to be a man this lifetime because I'm a woman. But I feel these souls that are coming in are so sensitive that they're still resonating with that essence of who they were in their previous incarnation. Now, again, listeners, this is my interpretation of what I've been putting together for myself, because I can relate to that. There are times, honestly, when I can relate to when I was a man. But this lifetime, I'm not going to, you know, say, hey, now I want to, you know, be a man. I'm just, because I'm in this body, I'm in this, you know, reality as a woman this time. But again, back to, there's no judgment. I mean, whoever you or whatever you want to experience, that's okay. But that's my perspective. So how do you relate to that with incarnations and reincarnation, Tom?
Well, I think it's a great point that as souls, we're very sensitive. And we often have, you know, thoughts, feelings that we're picking up from the environment, or they get stimulated in us, you know, when we come into a new situation. You know, you might say like a deja vu experience is an example of, you know, I met you, Teresa, and I had at one point, as we were getting to know each other, this big deja vu experience that we, you know, love to talk about. And it was, you know, I don't have those every day or every month or every year, but I do remember when they occur. So my sensitivity was remembering something in the energy, you might say. So interestingly, what comes to me is, you know, I was listening to another podcaster one day, and he was sharing, you know, this thing about reincarnation, you know, I don't understand it. You know, I don't know if, you know, you come in one lifetime after another, or if you're living a lot of lives simultaneously. And I loved his honesty in saying that. And I realized, you know, I prefer to think of reincarnation as a linear sequence, you know, as a one lifetime after another. So that's my preference and my perspective. And those are some of my thoughts. The main thing I want to remind myself and everybody out there is that, you know, really the soul has no sex, no color, no religion. So we just have tendencies and, you know, in our vibration, I suppose. And when I'm working with someone who is gay, let's say, or is a trans, I mean, I work with the soul. I'm not going to, everything else around that is to me, you know, none of my business in a way. Because if you might say being bi or gay or whatever is a preference, you know, it's just a preference. So for me, there's no judgment there. And everybody's a soul, you know, working through their experience.
Yeah. So I want to go back a little bit to how sensitive we are as souls. And so, because what comes about that is that on a cellular level, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this before, but I have, like, we bring in things into our cellular memories that we are healing this lifetime, that we are experiencing some this lifetime that may, you know, come out of our physical bodies and or our energetic bodies. So being aware that that happens, and from experience, I mean, it has happened to me. So I, you know, when I went through different things, like I'll say, you know, I broke my arm ice skating a couple of years back. And after I broke my arm, I realized that I was healing some wounds from the lifetime, who knows how many hundreds of years back, where I had my arm cut off and other things happened to me. And so, you know, this ability to remember in our cellular level also goes for the energy level. So coming back into here again, you know, there are some people that, you know, come in as little babies and they go, you know, I want to be this sex. And there's some, as you know, baby. There was one on TV, Jazz, and she's amazing, but she came in as a boy, and when she was real little, started wearing, you know, girl swimsuits and dresses and was saying to the parents, I'm a girl. And that's what really, one of the many things that really kind of tipped me off. And I said, oh, this soul remembers, perhaps, I'm not saying this is the truth, but perhaps when it was a previous incarnation, when it was a female in the last lifetime and came in, because it was so young. Like, you know, I've heard stories of people when they're babies and, you know, toddlers, when they can talk, obviously, sharing past life experiences with, you know, their grandparents or their mom. And, you know, and there's a lot of this being documented that you could find on the internet about different young children that have come up and said things that they've experienced and places they've been, and they've been documented. So that's what comes to me about that, and about, you know, cellular as well as the energetic aspect of coming in and then going, you know, now I want to be this sex because I resonate so much with that. And then there is something I want to share. Do you mind if I share right now? I did find a really good article in the Vancouver Sun, and this was published, it was last updated June 23rd, 2022, and it says, transgender people are far more spiritual, claims Vancouver study. And this is a study by Douglas Todd. And in the study, he quotes, or has a lady, her name is Lisa Salazar. She's a transgender master's student at the Vancouver School of Theology. And what she did is she did a qualitative and quantitative study of trans-identified person's spirituality. And some of the amazing things she came out with were that trans people are more than twice as likely to be spiritually touched by the beauty of creation, 7 times more likely to be thankful for blessings, 2.5 times more likely to feel selfless caring for others, almost 3 times more likely to accept others even when they do things they think are wrong. She says also that being trans caused or compelled some to shed religious conditioning and dogma. For others, being trans has made their spirituality more authentic and honest and has made them become more compassionate. For others, their spirituality has intensified and become transformative. And this one's really good, Tom. And for the majority, being trans has made them feel more connected to God, /higher power to others and to self. And so that's back to, obviously, the beginning of this was transgender people are far more spiritual, claims Vancouver study. So I was super stoked when I found this one study. I mean, there's a lot of studies out there, but I was like, yeah, this goes to what we're talking about, being sensitive and coming in and going, you know, okay, I don't feel right in my body. I feel like I should be the opposite. So what's your perspective on that, Tom?
Thank you for asking.
Thanks for asking.
You know, and this is where, when someone reads those kinds of things or makes those sorts of claims or statements, and I'm assuming that she did a proper study and these were attitudes that she found or that person found, whoever wrote this, you know, article. Well, what do I feel? What do my true feelings tell me? And what they tell me is that these are very sensitive souls. These are souls who really pick up on thoughts and feelings of others, maybe a little more intensely than the average person. So one thing that comes to mind and that Spirit has suggested when I've evaluated this is that where the issue can, you know, become an issue for a soul is when I feel confused about who I am or what I've come to do. And this goes for all kinds of, as you said earlier in the episode, all kinds of scenarios, you know, not just in the transgender thing. But this is a good, you know, example of what we're talking about. People often they share about feeling confused about this or that. The main thing is feeling secure with whatever you decide. And otherwise, it's a game. It's like a decoy from who I am and what I've come to do spiritually. So my sexual preference is really not the priority in my spiritual life. In my spiritual life, it's really has a thrust of to be happy and free in various situations. So how do you feel about that, what I just shared?
Yeah.
What's your perspective?
So what I want to share about that is how, you know, the decoy, there's a lot of outer influences that are in the world right now. And honestly, in looking at history, there's always been outer influences. This is nothing unusual, but today it's magnified because there's more souls on the planet, because there's more access of media in the sense of on TV, on your internet, on podcasts, on all kinds of things. There's more information out there. And for me, sometimes I feel that information can be too much. There's too much, you know, like Tom's saying, you know, looking at studies. I mean, a lot of people do studies. A lot of people, you know, do polls or do, finding out more information from people. But yeah, so really it does come down to the feeling. And so I felt with this study from Vancouver Sun is that I resonated with it because I recognize how sensitive these souls are. So Tom and I have done many fairs and metaphysical events we've told you about in the last, you know, 2 years or so. And the last year, I've really had quite a few trans people come to our booth at different places. And honestly, some of them, especially the younger ones, are very confused. I can feel it. And I got chills. I say that. And so that's really when I get chills, everyone, when I say that, it's because that's confirmation, that Spirit giving me a little, that's right, Teresa, you know, for myself. Okay. So, you might hear me say it sometime. I got chills on that. Well, that's what that means is I've got just a little hit from, you know, Spirit going, yep, that's right, Teresa, for you. And so feeling what I felt with some of these souls, and like I said, they were younger people. They were in their, you know, like late teens and 20s. And honestly, I mean, I was so happy that they stopped by our booth and were inquiring about more about the spiritual part of who they are, because that's so exciting. But they were very confused about who they are and in their, and I can feel it, like, you know, it's like in their body, right? You know, they're just a lot going on. So what would you like to share about some of the experiences we had at events, Tom?
Well, and they tell us they're confused. I mean, they say, yes,
right, right.
You know, the main thing that, you know, comes to me is I accept everyone where they are at. And I have no preconceived idea, although I was raised to have preconceived ideas about this. But at this stage of my life, I just accept people where they're at. And if a person wants to be confused, and I'm not saying everybody's confused, I'm just saying that's okay with me. I'm here to provide a service. I'm here to live my thrust. I'm here to be happy and free. So I'm not going to get in my thrust. My thing is not to get caught into that confusion, because, and here's what I really mean by that, is that I don't care what you are in terms of your gender. I'm here to be of service to you. How can I help? What areas would you like to clarify? How would you like to build a better communication with your guidance, you know, so that you can stand on your own two feet and be happy and free too?
Yeah. You know, as you're saying that, the issue around this whole transgender and sensitivity hits my heartstrings because of my dad. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I think back to his life, and it ended really young when he was 46, he actually died of AIDS and other some, you know, alcoholism and things that he did to his body. Yeah, tendencies. Yeah. He had a lot going on, let's say, put that much, and I'm sure a lot of confusion. So it pulls on me in my heart because of the fact that I recognize, or I feel for, who knows what my dad was experiencing. Who knows, you know, what the turmoil he had going on inside of him of, who am I? And what am I here doing all this? And you know, and looking back at it, I could feel it through different times of my life when I was a child. There was some confusion, and I picked up on that. And so bringing this to light and bringing this information forward for anyone out there who's dealing with, you know, a child, a young adult, maybe even, you know, honestly, even maybe someone you love close by that's older, that's, you know, going through a lot of this. It's just having a different perspective. And like I said, since Tom and I are doing this around, obviously, spirituality, it's bringing in that spiritual piece that maybe you haven't thought about, or maybe you haven't even contemplated, because who sits there and goes, you know, well, let me think about a past life and that might be part of it, or, you know, this aspect around being a sensitive soul. But this is a really big topic because of the fact that there are so many people right now who are, I want to say afflicted is the word, not affected, afflicted with this confusion of who they are and how to move forward as into the world today.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that, you know, I respect wherever I'm at. If I feel a certain way, it's important that I start to discern, you know, are those my emotional feelings? Are those my concepts? Is this a tendency I brought in? You know, those of us who, you know, people who have lived many lives probably relate to some of it. You know, it's you. What strikes me as you're sharing is that you probably mastered that element of being that confused or unsure or whatever. And I think the key thing I want to share with people out there is that if I'm thinking I'm confused and I indulge in that, I am going to attract energy around me that is confused. Mm. And that doesn't help. If I really want to clarify who I am and what I would like to be, one thing or another, whatever way you want to go, you know, be clear about it. Make your decision. And it's got to come from your true feelings. So, you know, from a spiritual perspective, there's no rights or wrongs or good or bad. It's just, you know, good and better. And what I would do differently next time. And that kind of thing. So, but we all need to respect each other in our society. You know, we need boundaries, and, you know, what works for me, I'm not going to impose on other people. And, you know, that's kind of a spiritual law. I mean, that's what we're here to kind of work out, make sure we have our boundaries and societies in place. We have, you know, through religion and through science, we've come up with rules and regulations to keep us safe and to keep us respecting each other's rights. Now, when those things become an end in themselves, you know, we tend to want to rebel when those rules and regulations become the end in themselves. But they're really just a means to an end, which is to, you know, grow spiritually, you know, to become more of who we really are. And I just want to reiterate, you know, whatever way you want to go, if you want to be trans and if you're gay, great. I mean, just make a decision and go for it. And, you know, live that life, explore it. The thing is I'd say, just don't impose it upon me. You know, I would say that's my spiritual perspective. Well, I don't like anybody imposing anything on anyone, really.
Yeah, I get you, Tom. But yeah, and I feel that when you're talking about, like, you know, just being present and owning who you are, which, you know, a lot of them are, right? They're out there doing their thing and, you know, good on them. And so, but it's just that, and knowing too that, like, our whole journey is about change. So, like, if, you know, like, even for myself, like, I've changed roles through my whole life. I just haven't changed my gender, like, some, you know, back and forth, but I've changed roles, and that's what we're here to do also. We're here to experience, you know, the expansion, the contractions, the changes, the transition. So, yeah, so I think that's a good place to kind of end it. Do you think?
Yeah, and I think that the key for me is I accept myself.
Okay, good. There you go, Tom. You accept yourself. Hey, everybody, Tom accepts himself. I accept myself too, yes. And I also accept everyone out there listening. And we both appreciate so much that you've taken the time to listen to this episode. And if you know someone that it might support, please feel free to share it and like and subscribe and, you know, get the message out. Because, again, this is just our spiritual perspective. But it felt real important, and it felt like a good timing to do this, because we always check in with our spiritual support team and spirit, and see what's the thing to share about, you know, what's going on spiritually right now. And this was definitely the hot one today. So
thank you for letting us share.
And until next week, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.